Hi, my name is John, and I'm a sinner. That can be crushing at times, but the good news is God and I can be working on this together. God can do in me what I can't do in myself. In his community, the worse your story, the warmer your welcome. And the beauty is whatever mess I have made, you have made of our lives, the mess can become our message together with God. We're walking through this gift of the 12 steps, and today we come to the ninth step, which is after having made a list of folks we've hurt, becoming willing to make amends, we make amends, direct amends to people wherever it's possible, unless doing so would damage themselves or others. And I want to talk about the spirit in which we do this and invite you today to ask God to lead you to make direct amends, at least to one other person. There was a saying amongst the Desert Fathers many centuries ago that the person who sees their own sins is greater than somebody who raises the dead. Because to be able to see I've done wrong here and then ask God, God, would you help me, not just forgive me, but give me a heart of love so that I can seek to make it right with that person, is to be active in the kingdom. And we see this in the Bible. We looked at Zacchaeus, who's a great example of this. It's interesting, in the cross, which is the great amends for the human race that Jesus makes on our behalf, we see a couple of men, Joseph of Arimathea, who was a follower of Jesus, we're told, but in secret because he was afraid. And then Nicodemus, who came to Jesus, but John tells us came by night, probably so that he wouldn't be seen, so that he would be alone. And somehow in the crucifixion of Jesus, something shifts in both of them, and they decide to risk publicly, courageously identifying together with Jesus. It's like they're beginning the process of making amends for the fear and what hiddenness has done. Some of the most inspirational stories. Now, this is what you and I get to be a part of as we make direct amends to people. And the spirit in which we're invited to do this is one of great courage, humility, repentance for our wrongdoing, but also joy in seeking to do what's right and thinking about not just saying I'm sorry, but what would make a difference to this other person. Some of the most powerful stories in actual life, Oscar Schindler, who exploited Jewish workers for profit and then is changed and makes amends, actually uses his money to save them. He'd been a Nazi party official, but during the Second World War actually saves them. Or John Newton, who was a slave trader, God gets a hold of his heart, makes amends, actually becomes an abolitionist. Wonderful examples of this in story. Today, I want to tell you, maybe in fiction, the great example of step nine is a 12-stepper by the name of Ebenezer Scrooge. You probably know Charles Dickens' classic Christmas Carol. And Scrooge actually does go through the 12 steps. He realizes that he is powerless. He's been in the grips of greed, miserliness. You might remember Jacob Marley visits him as an apparition, and he's wearing a chain. That's a symbol of attachment, addiction, slavery. And he says, this is the chain that I forged in life. I made it link by link. And Ebenezer, you wear it too. And then he came to believe that a power greater than himself, for him, it comes in the visitation of these three spirits that are going to restore him to sanity. His step four is very interesting, the fearless and searching moral inventory. And he does that with the ghosts. You might remember the ghost of Christmas past. And Scrooge has to look back on doing an inventory for his life. That moment when a lovely young woman says to him, I have watched another idol displace me. And he says, what idol? And she says, a golden one. I watched as your nobler aspirations fell away one by one. And he has to come to grips with, and it just about destroys him. But then he recognizes when morning comes and it's still Christmas, that there is a power greater than himself, and he could turn his life and his will and surrender to that power. And then where we pick up the story is, and we learn from him as he's doing this, he decides he's going to make direct amends. He is so filled with joy at doing this. I don't know what to do, said Scrooge, laughing and crying in the same breath. I'm light as a feather. I'm happy as an angel. I'm merry as a schoolboy. I'm giddy as a drunken man. And he starts greeting everybody. And and laughing. Really, for a man who had been out of practice for so many years, it was a splendid laugh, a most illustrious laugh, the father of a long, long line of brilliant laughs. So his making of amends will come out of a heart of joy at recognizing that God has given him another chance. He sees a boy down below and he stops him. "Hello, my fine fellow. What day is it? Why, it's Christmas Day. Do you know the poulterers in the next street at the corner?" "I should hope I did," replied the lad. "An intelligent boy," said Scrooge. "A remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize turkey that was hanging up there? Not the little prize turkey, the big one." "What, the one as big as me?" returned the boy. "What a delightful boy. It's a pleasure to talk to him." Yes. Now, what Scrooge is doing is he's beginning to see something different when he looks at people. Instead of seeing an irritation or a need or an obstacle or a problem, he sees the image of God. What a delightful boy. And he has this idea. He's making amends now. "I'll send it to Bob Cratchit's." Bob Cratchit was his clerk that he had mistreated and been miserable to for years, and had no generosity. "But now I'm going to send this giant turkey. He shan't know who sends it. It's twice the size of Tiny Tim." And he says to the boy, "You can't carry a turkey that big to Camden Town. You got to take a cab." He's making direct amends now. The chuckle with which he said this, and the chuckle with which he paid for the turkey, and the chuckle with which he paid for the cab, and the chuckle with which he recompensed the boy, were only to be exceeded by the chuckle with which he sat down breathless in his chair again and chuckled till he cried. Made direct amends. He sees a gentleman coming to him that had approached him the previous day to ask him to give something for the poor and the destitute, but his response then was, "Are there no prisons? Are there no workhouses?" "Well, yeah, but many people would die in situations like that." "Then let them die and decrease the surplus population." So he needs to make amends. It sent a pang across his heart to think how this old gentleman would look upon him when they met. But he knew what path lay straight before him, and he took it. Now, this is amends. Might be difficult. I'm kind of ashamed of what I did before. I'm embarrassed. I don't know how that they will respond. But I cannot let that stop me. I know the path that lies before me, and I will take it. And he does. And he gives such a large amount to this cause that they are astounded. And of course, he is received with open arms. He went to church. Scrooge goes to worship God on Christmas Day and walk the streets, watch the people hurrying to and fro, patted children on the head, questioned beggars, people that he had walked past day after day, year after year, don't want to see him, don't want to think about them. Now he talks to them as though they are human beings, looked down into the kitchens of houses and to the windows, and found that everything could yield him pleasure. See, he's learning to live in the kingdom. He comes to his nephew Fred, where he had been mean and surly and curt and cut off all kinds of relational warmth. He passed the door a dozen times before he had the courage to go up and knock. Now again, making amends can be really difficult, can be really hard. I don't want to do it. I don't want to admit it, but he does it. And of course, there also he's received. And then the next day, Bob Cratchit comes in, but he's a little bit late because he was making merry. Scrooge says, "Now I'll tell you what, my friend. I'm not going to stand for this sort of thing any longer. And therefore," he continued, leaping from his stool, giving Bob such a dig in the waistcoat that he staggered back into his chair again, "therefore, I am about to raise your salary." Made direct amends wherever possible. Bob trembled, got a little nearer to the ruler. He had a momentary idea of knocking Scrooge down with it, holding him and calling to the people in the court for help in a straight waistcoat, straight jacket. "A Merry Christmas, Bob," said Scrooge with an earnestness that could not be mistaken as he clapped him on the back. "A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. I'll raise your family, raise your salary, and endeavor to assist your struggling family. And we will discuss your affairs this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl of smoking bishop, Bob. Make up the fires and buy another coal scuttle before you dot another I, Bob Cratchit." Scrooge was better than his word. He did it all, and infinitely more. And to Tiny Tim, who did not die, he was a second father. He became as good a friend, as good a master, and as good a man as the good old city knew, or any other good old city, town, or borough in the good old world. Now that's the adventure that lies before us in the kingdom. What I have done in the past, I have done in the past, the problems, the mistakes, the sins, the greed, the miserliness, the lies, the hurt that I've inflicted on other people. And it will be a painful thing sometimes to make amends. And I don't know for sure how other people will respond, and it'll take courage, and it will for you. But see, now we're entering into the kingdom. That's what we're doing. And the gift of making amends, to be able to put myself in the place of my nephew Fred, or Bob Cratchit, or Tiny Tim, and see how what I have done, what I have said, who I have been, has affected them, hurt them, and to be able to make amends, to replace a cold heart with a heart of love. That's life. That's why Jesus has placed a cross in the center of all history. So that's the invitation for you today. Now it's your turn. Scrooge had his turn. And now today is your turn. God, who is somebody that I've hurt, would you bring to mind one person, one act that I have done where I can not simply apologize, say I'm sorry, yes, that from my heart, but also see and maybe ask this person from their perspective. We'll talk about this more in the future. How can I make amends? How can I express love? Keep coming back. It works if you work it.
Hey, you just finished a video from our series Steps, which is based on John's new book, recently released, also called Steps. So you could pick that book up anywhere that you like to purchase your books or find out more information about it at becomenew.com. If you're someone that would like to start practicing, working, doing the steps with a friend or a small group or your church, we've created a web portal for you that should get you all the resources you need to get started. You can just go to dothesteps.com. We are a community that's dedicated to growing spiritually in Christ one day at a time, and a big part of that is prayer. So there's a team of us that meet each weekday, Monday through Friday, to pray for Become New and for viewers just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, you can send it to us at 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.